Thank you for joining us today on This African Love, exploring the stories we rarely get to hear, but which deserve to be told. For everyone joining us today, this podcast is a candid convo. We're just here talking through culture issues and about how these social and cultural norms that we have in society, how they're part of today's African stories.
I think society has lied to us, and we cognitively reward ourselves by our efforts, not by our significance and impact, right? So we think we have to be successful. We have to be drinking 8 cups of coffee, working 14, 15 hours a day, doing all the things, doing. But where are those things getting you?
Yeah.
And I think that same mentality, you can apply it to different elements of your life, right? You just feel compelled to carry on and perpetuate what society thinks you should be doing, whether it's in your relationships or whether it's in your career. Where are those things getting you to? So it takes deep reflection, really, about truly on your own, when you get, you know, silent on your, with yourself, on the inside, what do you want?
Yeah.
And then living a life of congruence with that inner self. It takes a lot of courage. It's not easy, but I think that is true leadership. That's the personal leadership.
Yeah.
And it perpetuates into all aspects of your life.
I love that. And it's like you said earlier about having a plan.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think that's another thing. Whether it's love, whether it's dating, whether it's marriage, whether it's work, whether it's being the next gen in the family business, what's your plan? You know, what's your play? So is it that? Because there used to be this thing that they said, and I hope I say it correctly, where they were like, the first generation makes it.
Yeah.
Second generation, is it? Manages it, and the third
blows it,
right? And really, we need to move past that, because I mean, you see this repeat over and over, even in the way that we shape our culture, because it might be interesting to look at the effect that culture has on work ethic, right? And I wonder if the two can even be separated, if they're not, heads of the same or parts of the same ring, because you have people who think, oh, I mean, I remember my 9-to-5 days. We used to have something. So, as you know, I grew up in a few places. But it wasn't until I moved back to Nigeria that I first heard this phrase, I service, right? And basically, you would have people, I hope no one from my former company is listening. If you are, I didn't do these things. It wasn't me, it was somebody else.
At least
it wasn't
your former company.
Not saying any names. But people would basically like bring their laptops and leave them. They would leave them there during the day and they would lock them up. And everyone knew where everyone else's keys were. So when someone was running late, they'd be like, yo, help me bring my laptop down and just open it. And when they ask where I am,
say
I went to the bank. And this was the way that people would basically phone in all their excuses, right? Wow. And then another part of the eye services, when the ogas come around, everyone suddenly, in fact, I won't go into some of the other shenanigans and peccadillos, but I feel like, I wonder if the same thing isn't happening a lot with relationships, where we're just phoning these things in and we're just doing eye service. So you're there, this is someone that you are professing to love, but you're not spending time getting to know the person. So then you now get married or you get into a deeper entanglement engagement with them and find that you're just in some weird ass entanglement, right? So you've realized that you were just doing eye service. An example would be, if you know sabi cook. You know that work, no sweets you. Make you just relax yourself and order from one of these nice catering companies on Instagram. Like, no one will kill you. Do you understand? You're there. You're in front of the oven for hours and you're just trying to make jollof rice. Meanwhile, I'm sure that old boy wouldn't even mind if you weren't the one making it. And then secondly, maybe he likes to cook, because everyone just assumes that because you have ovaries, by force, you enjoy cooking rice. I really don't see what the particular correlation is, right? But it's back to that eye service thing. Mm. So you're at the office, and instead of you being allowed to just work on work, you're too busy trying to manage the optics. And this happens everywhere.
It does.
Every country. I just know it as eye service here.
Yeah.
Right? And you're like, okay. But then the other thing that they taught me at one of the companies, which may or may not be the same as the last one I just mentioned, they said work smart, not hard.
Mm.
So for me, I'm like, listen, work on what is important to you.
Yes.
In your relationship, in the family business. If you know you're a great marketer, but manufacturing, you know Sabida work, just move on. No, but I think these things are important, especially when you're talking about the ways that we... Because whether it's love, whether it's marriage, whether it's business, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's literally working in an office, the fact of the matter is it's all about how you... It's about your approach, right?
Yeah.
So if you know that you're in an office where they tell you you have to close work, if you're... Once I left the office at 5, they're like, are you on vac?
Are you serious?
First of all, I was like, what is on vac? Is that some French word for something?
Sounds like was, cow in French.
You know, on vac. And then, you know, you're like, is it... So, and that's the way my brain is working.
Oh, no.
And then they were like, no, where are you going? I'm like, home.
Home.
They're like, are you on vacation? Since you insist on being... I'm like, on vacation? I'm at the office. What? You know, I'm just like, I don't understand. And they're like, yeah, because you're leaving at 5. So we just assume that, you know... And I'm thinking, maybe it's because I finished my work. And maybe I have things to do. Do you understand? And it's the same thing with relationships. So, yeah, maybe I'm not the one that's going to be saving and pounding your yam. But just maybe.
You know what it is? I think we have a very harsh performance-based culture.
Ooh, I love that.
And we have a shame-based culture as well. And so, because we're constantly performing for other people, and we shame ourselves, we're not truthful with ourselves and others, and getting vulnerable to, you can't cook yam, you can't cook jollof rice, and homeboy, you've been dating homeboy for, he now says he wants to marry you, right? You can't put yourself in a place of vulnerability and say, uncle, I can't cook. Is that cool with you?
Yeah.
Is this how we want to run our household, right? Because I think every, like I said, we have to really reflect on who, consciously, what has contributed to our thought patterns and our ideas towards various things.
Yeah.
And is that what we want to perpetuate? Is that what is serving us or not, right? Do you just want to live out, you know, just existing stereotypes that society has, you know, defined for us? Or do you want to get authentic and, you know, explore who you are? And it's when you really delve into that realm of exploration and getting a bit freer with self, it requires a vulnerability, a looseness. And that's, once you do that with self, you're able to then do that with the next man, so that it's not you then enter this relationship, you know, and then you were performing the whole time. Maybe you were buying rice.
Yeah, from, I was just thinking
you were buying rice from tantalizers, or you were pretending, and then of course homeboy will find out one day that but this isn't what you presented yourself to be. But would that have been an issue if you presented yourself as your true self?
Yeah.
Who was he dating? He was just dating a stereotype. He wasn't dating you. And I think that it's the same thing that you're talking about in the office.
Yeah.
Is that performance-based nonsense?
It's very performative, and it's not necessary.
It's not necessary. It's so pervasive in so many aspects of society, even in the church, but let's not even go there. And when you're very aware of it, and you recognize that now, I'm not perpetuating shame.
Yeah.
Because shame is a huge inhibitor of courage.
Yes.
And courage is what we need.
Yeah.
Right? Ourselves or as families or in relationships or in businesses. So,
yeah,
it's a huge issue in our society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that hustle crap.
Yeah.
That hustle crap, like, yeah. It's like we say we want to give ourselves a pat on the shoulder for hustling, for grinding. Mm. You know, you wear, you know, not sleeping much or working on that business 24/7 as a badge of honor.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you don't need to.
When you don't need to, yeah. What are you doing all that for?
Yeah.
And then what are the results? Please, show me the results of all the hustle instead of working smart.
Yeah.
You know?
Just if you can... And people see working smart sometimes as... Because usually when you, I say things like this, people go, oh, but I can't afford to hire people. And I'm like, listen,
mm-mm.
It's not about that. It's mm-hmm. about letting someone into your dream. They will tell you how they can help.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might be surprised. I may be like, oh, I'm doing this business. Someone may say, oh, well, no problem. I got you. I can help you with this part.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's, I don't know, a free pots and pans if I'm frying plantain chips.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It could easily be that. It could be someone being like, oh, let me link you up with this guy. He does machinery
mm-hmm.
for free or mm-hmm. something in that. The same thing is if you say, listen, I'm a woman or I'm a man. I don't enjoy this aspect that society has said I need to be doing,
mm-hmm.
right? It's as simple as saying, okay, so we need to come up with a way around this.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
The man you're with might say, oh, well, actually, I really like cooking or I really enjoy cleaning. I find it therapeutic. And actually, I'm really glad we had this discussion because where I'm from, people always tell me that I shouldn't be cooking or I shouldn't be cleaning and it's not masculine
mm-hmm.
or I shouldn't stay home with my children because that's not what real men do. I should go out and work. And it's like, well, you know, the other thing is, like you said, with shame, you kind of need to stop. We need to stop letting people into our marriages, 100. Right? And our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're the only people that are running them.
Yep.
And so we're the only people that we owe performance evaluations to.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, in-laws, aunties, all of them, they will only ever speak from a point of what is convenient for them.
Yep.
It's never going to be about you.
Mm.
So if, let's say, you're in a marriage that isn't working out, hey, guess what? Your mother-in-law, auntie, or whomever,
mm.
or uncle-in-law, or whatever, male or female, or anyone in between, they're only going to be interested mostly in keeping the norm. Because, like you said, right, we often operate from a place of shame, but I say also from a place of fear.
Yeah.
And people don't want to disrupt the status quo because it's not because they don't see the vision, but because they're not sure it can be achieved or it's achievable.
And not even necessarily because, you know, they will not benefit more from change.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's because they prefer the certainty of what they know to the uncertainty of even something that is better.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something you said now that, you know, I have to comment. This society, who is she? What's her name? What is his name? Like that. We always, like, you know, society has told us to do X, has told us to do Y. Who is she? What? Let us know who they are so that we can address them. That's number one. Then number two, there's a principle in economics called the 80-20 rule.
Pareto principle.
Pareto principle.
Hey, I still remember.
Educated babe.
Hey. my school fees was not wasted.
I mean, we thank God for school.
In that class.
20% of what we do yield 80% of the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
Hustling Entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
chill. It's 20% of what you're doing will yield 80% of the results.
Yeah.
So you need to just get very clear on what is that 20%.
Mm-hmm.
Focus your energy into that 20% rather than doing all the things,
Yeah.
And it's the same even in marriages.
Mm-hmm.
20% of what you place your focus in will give you 80% of the benefits, right? The benefits of a great, loving, you know, satisfying, purposeful relationship. What is that 20%? Mm-hmm. It might not be cooking the rice. It might not be cooking the rice.
Yeah.
It will depend on your relationship, but get very clear on it. Don't feed into what Mrs. Society, Mr. Society said you should be.
No, it's true.
Hmm.
And again, this is not to say that if you are someone who has said, listen, all I want to do is make a home, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
be you. But the point is, be that person if it's you. The same way if you have said, I never want to work a 9-to-5. I never want to work in the corporate sector ever. And actually, I like graft. That's fine as well. But make that, let that be a decision that you made. Same as, hey, maybe it's not every guy that is 6'5 and like broad shoulders. It's a lie. I like it. But it's not every time. You know, I see people with such different types and preferences. Yeah. Yeah. And I see people being shamed sometimes for those types and preferences. Hmm. So this particular girl likes her man a little bit like Ruben Studdard. He's adorable. But people are like, why now? You shouldn't be liking fat men. And she's like, but I do. But this Mr. and Mrs. Society that just can't keep their mouth shut. They're always talking. Always they're talking through their us. Face masks.
Always oppressing us on social media.
You know? And it's like, come on, guys. But really, it doesn't have to be that difficult. Really say what you want. I always say, men are like planting. No matter what stage they are still sweet. So far as it suits you. Thank you for listening. Catch us on the next episode of This African Love. Thank you for having us, and thank you for being with us.